Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. During the month of January, the Catholic Church sets aside special time for prayer and encourages public involvement in promoting the culture of life with events such as the March for Life in Washington, D.C. and the National Prayer Vigil for Life in January. Annually, the U.S. bishops promote a pro-life novena recognizing 9 days for life and January 22nd as the day of prayer for legal protection of unborn children. With me today to talk about our seminarians who are being formed to be our upcoming priests, we look at how they're involved in these Respect Life issues with Father Jeff Irvin, our vocations director. Good morning, Father Jeff.
Good morning, Dita Marie. Great to be with you again.
Well, I love this new year, and the church really kicks it off well with a Respect Life and so many different ways that we honor life. We promote a culture of life, and then we see events nationally and then locally within our own state that promote the dignity and respect of human life. And I'd love to hear a little bit about the seminarians' involvement in that, their awareness, and their participation. You know, as they're studying to potentially become our future priests, this is a really important issue of respecting the dignity of each human person.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I think, you know, just reflecting on life, just what a gift it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you and I just to be here together right now, to be able to be talking, you know, we didn't will our existence,
right.
You know, is this that out of great love, you know, God created us just out of love. You know, we've been known by him, we've been loved by him from all eternity, and just out of great love, he created us so that we could come to know him, love him, and serve him ever more greater. Just the whole concept of life is such a beautiful gift out of pure love. So kind of having that as our foundation,
mm-hmm.
Our seminarians, you know, throughout their time in formation, come to a greater understanding of that, obviously, right? And as future priests, that they are called to really support and really hold up the dignity of life for their parishioners and even just for the world. And how do they do that in seminary? I think it's many faceted. You know, number one is just through some of their coursework in the classes, through their moral theology, through their classes on ethics. But also, and I think maybe more importantly, is just through an experiential maybe knowledge or through an experience of the church's faithfulness to respecting life. And as you mentioned, through the March for Life rallies mm-hmm. that we have, I think we have that in Portland
mm-hmm.
and also Salem and then even down in San Francisco every
right.
year. So our seminarians are invited to partake in those events. And for me, especially as I hear from them as they do partake in them, is that they just understand that this is the cry of the church. Just to respect life, you know, from conception to natural death,
mm-hmm.
and that they see the faithful come out and to rally behind this. You know, it's not just something that seminarians or priests or that the church does, but just the faithful, and they're part of that. So I think for our seminarians, that's just a wonderful way for them to deepen their own love for respect for life and how they can get really engaged in the efforts.
Right. And I think earlier we talked about spiritual fatherhood. And I know when I've been to a 40 Days for Life gathering, I've been to the different gatherings in either Salem or in Portland, to see priests that are leading us in prayer, you know, there is just something that is comforting, that's encouraging, that's hopeful to see, you know, the faithful come together, but we have our priests who lead us in prayer, who aren't here to judge.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to bring about peace and hope and hopefully healing and conversion. And I think that's something that the seminarians can learn is if I'm going to be a priest,
right.
I also lead people in prayer and guide people to healing.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll be stepping into that role, praise God, in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how can they do that as a member of one who leads a community? And even as we speak about the priest, even in the sacrament of confession, you know, so to be able to counsel people who may be struggling with issues around life, you know, in the womb, and issues around life, you know, coming up to the point of death.
Right.
So a big part of the formation for the seminarian then comes through, you know, how do you guide and how do you counsel people, especially in the confessional? And one thing that we do invite our seminarians to be part of is to attend a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. This is something we started several years ago, so that they can have a greater understanding of the healing that takes place after a woman has an abortion, or even the healing that takes place after, you know, a man who's involved mm-hmm. in abortion. So the seminarians are invited to be a part of this retreat as a participant. So they come and they bring their own loss, but they also have a deep and more intimate understanding of what happens in this process and how men and women are seeking healing and how healing can come through the person of Jesus Christ. So for them, I think it's just a great educational opportunity, but also part of their formation to be able to enter into that.
Right. And I think what a great opportunity for our seminarians. And I know for us here in the Archdiocese of Portland, there's so many ministries that are tied around us affirming life, affirming family life, affirming children, and I think of the Mother and Child Education Center. I think of all the different things that we have, Catholic Charities, of course, and all the different ministries that our seminarians get to know, these different ministries that they'll work with one day through their parish involvement with their parish community that will help to support an affirmation of life.
Exactly. Yeah. And the more that they can have a sense of those now as they're in seminary, the better off they'll be as they, you know, transition into ordained life and be able to assist their parishioners in a greater and deeper level.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, as we go into this new year, Father Jeff, and I know as you start again a new year of working with our seminarians, what's maybe a biggest prayer intention that we could have for you, for our vocations office, for the Archdiocese, and really supporting vocations as we begin this new year?
Sure. I think a great prayer intention is really that all the men who are discerning and who are in formation really strive for holiness. That they really strive to be a beloved son of the Father and really to lay down their lives in service of the church, you know, to be really a self gift. And it's not about them. it's about all of you, that they may praise God, bring Jesus Christ and everything that he offers to you. And you're able to receive it in all of its fullness and all of its glory. So really just pray that our seminarians, our discerners strive for holiness, mm-hmm. And that their relationship with the Lord is something that they desire to deepen each and every day. I think that will just provide dividends.
Absolutely. And your website for people to get more information and to learn more about our current seminarians.
Sure. You can find us at www.archdpdxvocations.org. archdpdxvocations.org. A lot of information there. You can learn about our seminarians and other ways that you can promote vocations in your parish and in your homes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Father Jeff. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dina Marie. God bless.